presenting Dick Hames as Dockery Crane in I Fly Anything.
Flight 743 calling LaGuardia Tower. Requesting landing instructions, please. Over.
LaGuardia Tower to 743. VFR conditions here. Enter pattern at 3,000 feet and take runway 13. Is that you, Crane?
Yeah, it's me, Dockery Crane.
What are you bringing in? Tea, teak, or teepee poles?
Oh, you're way off, Buster. I got a trade wind tan, a tall tale about a tribal treasure, a tropical tramp, and a torrid Tahitian tomato. You know me. I fly anything.
The American Broadcasting Company presents Dick Hames as a fast-moving, hard-hitting, romantic air cargo pilot, Dockery Crane, in I Fly Anything.
Anything for us, June?
Not unless you're interested in the fact that it's raining in Chicago with a visibility of 500 feet.
I'm not. I'm only interested in something that sounds like a job.
Oh, stop it, Dockery. You just came in from a flight 2 days ago.
Well,
how restless can you get?
Plenty. When the weather gets as balmy as this.
Yeah, same here, Doc. Old spring fever's got me in his spell.
Well, that one I'll buy. Makes you want to climb into a swimsuit and head for the beach.
Well, slip on your Catalina, Wilhelmina, and let's go play in the surf.
We could do it if we were down in Havana right now.
Yeah, or in Acapulco.
Or the South Seas.
Hey, someone's coming in.
But instead, here we sit, waiting for a call like bellhops on a hotel bench.
That's right, I saw Scott.
Servants of the public, common carriers, scavengers in the marts of trade.
Dockery, I don't know how you do it. You're the luckiest man alive.
You mean it stopped raining in Chicago?
No, it's a job. Will you fly 3,700 pounds of diving equipment to Pierre Duvier in Papeete, Tahiti?
Tahiti? Yes.
Transportation charge of COD.
Oh.
Well, according to this, Duvier's credit references are A1.
Well, then what's to argue about? We'll take it.
Let's see now. We could refuel at Mexico City.
Yeah, and land at Clipperton Island for a checkover, refuel again at the Marquesas.
And on into Papeete. Hey, that's a fair chunk of flying, Doc.
Well, we're a fair pair of flyers. June, I am off to the South Seas. Pack up some trade beads and a bundle of sarongs.
Oh, fine. How about a ukulele?
Sure, put one in. You know me, honey. I fly anything.
Bora Bora is right below us, Doc. That must be Tahiti coming over the horizon.
Oh, that's her, all right. Oh, she's beautiful, isn't she, Buzz?
Man.
Oh, like money in the bank.
Hey, and look at that ocean down there, Doc. It's not just blue, it's blue.
Yeah. I used to know a girl in London with eyes that color.
I wish I knew a girl in Tahiti with eyes.
You will. They call these the Friendly Islands, you know.
You wouldn't kid a guy, would you?
Cross my heart, hope to drop a prop. You know, there's only one thing that worries me.
Yeah, what's that?
Pierre Duvier. C-O-D.
Oh, there's no chance of him not paying us, Doc? Or is there?
I don't know. We've got a hat full of bucks laid out on this flight, and I'd sure hate to lose him.
Oh, yeah, but he wouldn't. I mean, if he didn't... Doc, I was feeling fine. Now, why did you have to bring that up?
Ginger blossoms and wild oranges. Buzz, we are living.
Bonjour, messieurs. Welcome to Papeete.
Oh, thanks.
Your papers, if you please, messieurs.
Oh, yeah. Here you are.
Merci, monsieur. And the passports, oui, and the paper of consignment. To Monsieur Pierre Duvier, Papeete, huh?
Well, what's the trouble?
But Monsieur Duvier has filed no import permit for this cargo, and of course there is a matter of the custom duties.
Oh, no.
All of which means exactly what?
That the cargo must not be removed from the plane until the proper arrangements are made by Monsieur Duvier.
Well, where is he? Why isn't he here?
Who can say, monsieur?
Well, where could I find him?
That is difficult. Sometimes in one place, sometimes in another.
Look. Where does he live?
In Papeete, I believe, or somewhere.
Oh, fine.
Perhaps at Queen's Hut, someone could tell you, monsieur.
Queen's Hut?
Oui, it is a famous, how you say it, cabaret, a nightclub.
Hey, I think we ought to try it, Doc.
Mais oui, everyone in the islands goes there, monsieur.
Then who am I to flout tradition? Let's go to Queen's Hut.
Well, what are we doing now, Doc?
Well, have another brandy swizzle, I suppose. It's about as practical as anything else I can think of.
Well, I just don't get his angle. What can he gain by it?
I know what we can lose by it. If he doesn't show up, we'll have to fly that diving equipment back to New York and stand the whole cost of the trip.
And, man, what cost?
You said it.
If we... Hey, Doc, look what's moving in on us.
Huh? Oh, the way I heard it, the old-time beachcomber is extinct.
Well, this one looks like he ought to be.
Ahoy there, laddies. You won't mind if an old fella sits and rests his feet a spell now, will you?
Well, we were just about
My
to...
My name's Bill, laddies. Benedict Bill. Came to the islands before I had my second teeth. Know every reef and atoll from here to Borneo and back.
Yeah, well, that's
swell.
What's
that you're drinking, laddie? Rum? Rum.
Now,
I'd be right proud to join you in a spot of rum, if you so mind.
All right. How about a little information first, though?
Anything, laddie, from the beauty of the women in Bahini to the breeding of turtles in Rarotonga.
Well, I'll tell you. We're looking for a man named Pierre Duvier, and I wondered
Duvier.
If maybe... Yeah, do you know him?
No, I never heard of him, laddie. I just saw an old friend of mine there. He's leaving. Sorry, some other time. Much obliged, anyway.
Huh. Who pulled his chair?
I don't know, Buzz... But I'm getting fed up with it. I'm going to find Duvier and collect that COD charge if I have to...
What's the matter, Doc?
Well, I was going to say if I have to dig up the whole island.
Oh, you don't think he's been...
I don't know. I hope not.
You know, it gets me the way they put up buildings down here, Doc. This thing's more like an oversized bungalow than a hotel.
Well, in a climate like this, who cares? Oh, here we are. 21.
And they sure feed you, though. What a meal.
Yeah, and at what a price. Hey, can you find that light switch, Buzz?
Yeah, sure. I think it's along his... Yeah. Hey, Doc, look.
Yeah, I see it.
Well, what happened?
Well, somebody's been going through our luggage, that's all. And thoroughly.
Hey, Doc... I think we got a bear by the tail.
We've got something. And all the odds are on the other side. We don't know who it is, why they're doing it, anything.
And all I wanted was a tropical weekend with plenty... Well, Doc?
Look. Get on the other side of the door. When I open it, we'll grab him first and ask questions later.
I got you, Dad.
Okay.
Right.
Got him, Buzz. Now grab the other... Well.
Oh, let go of me at once, monsieur.
Wowee.
Well, I'm sorry, honey. I guess we were expecting somebody else.
Oh, such a way to act with a girl.
Well, it was fun, though, while it lasted. Oh, I'm Dockery Crane, and this is Buzz Simpson. Would you like to come in?
Merci, monsieur.
I didn't quite catch your name, miss.
It was said at Queen's that you are looking for Pierre Duvier. So I have come to... What has occurred here?
Oh, we always throw our clothes around the room this way. It prevents mildew, you know. What about Pierre Duvier?
I am looking for him also.
Oh?
He's my brother. I am Lana Duvier.
Oh. Well, what's happened to him, Lana?
I don't know, monsieur. He has disappeared from his lodgings almost a week now. But his schooner is still in the harbor. I don't know.
What is he, a deep sea diver?
No, he is a trader. But, Monsieur Crane, I'm so frightened. I know something evil has been done to him.
Now, wait a second, Lana. Wait a minute. Look, do you happen to know a beachcomber named Benedict Bill?
Oh, oui, but I do not...
Know where he lives?
Mais oui. In a little hut by the harbor.
Now, let's go see him.
Well, I don't think he'll talk. Di, you're scared of that.
I know, Buzz, but I've got kind of an idea. It starts with a big bottle of rum.
Hello,
Let's see now, laddie. That was back in about, let me see now, 1908. That's when it was. And it was in the Solomon Islands.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, what about Pierre Duvier now, Bill? Where was it you said we could find him?
I didn't say nothing about Duvier. He's a good lad, but I didn't say nothing about him.
Oh, well now. You wouldn't call me a liar, would you, Bill?
Oh, I wouldn't even think of it, laddie. Why, you're the finest. And your partner, too.
Yeah.
What I must have said was I saw him carry him on board.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that was it, come to think of it. And, what'd you say their names were?
Jago and Trader Joe.
Oh.
You forget all about that now.
Sure.
Get my throat cut from telling anybody about that. Trader Joe's a mean one, laddie. Now, like I was telling you, back in... Oh, let me see, what year was that?
And what happened after they carried him on board, Bill?
Nothing happened. They just sailed out of the harbor and didn't come back. Now, what I
was saying... One night about a week ago?
About,
was that when it was?
When what was, laddie?
When Trader Joe sailed out of the harbor.
Nobody saw him but me. Dark night. Cut my throat if he thought I told anybody.
How can he, Bill? He sailed away and didn't come back.
He's back all right, laddie. Saw him early this evening, sneaking around like a... Why are you asking me all these questions about Trader Joe?
What questions, Bill?
You won't get nothing out of me about that. Not a single word. No, like I was telling you.
Buzz,
let's see. What
I'll be outside
year
with Lana. See if you can get him to bed. Huh?
All right, Doc. You lucky dog.
Hey, come on, Bill. Time for all old salts to go Betty by now.
What's the matter, laddie? Is that you,
Dickory? Yeah.
Took so long, I became worried.
Well, he finally talked, though. Lana, do you know a man named Trader Joe?
Oh, mais oui. He trades with his schooner in the Windward Isles.
And how about a man named Tego?
Oh, oui. He's a native from Gambier. They are both very bad men.
Well, get a hold of yourself, honey. Because
oh.
Benedict Bill saw them kidnap your brother one night last week and take him away on a schooner.
I knew it was something very evil, Dockery.
Well, do you know why they might have done it?
Oui. It was because of the pearls.
Pearls?
Oh, Dockery, there is no one else I can trust.
All right, honey, trust me then, huh?
3 months ago, Pierre found a place where a ship was wrecked many years ago. It was called the Royalist, and it was carrying pearls to France when it disappeared.
Oh, and that's why he wanted the diving equipment.
Mais oui. But where the wreck is located, he would not even tell me. He knew there would be danger if other people heard about it.
Well, apparently Trader Joe and Tego did hear about it.
But, Doc, what can we do to... Oh, I'm forgetting. Being very foolish. Of course, it is not your trouble.
Don't kid yourself. I've got a COD charge to collect. It seems the only way to do it is to find Pierre.
Oh, but, Doc, I cannot tell you how I feel... But I can show you.
Show me? Well, I... Lana.
You understand what I mean, Dockery?
Yeah, I understand perfectly. Good night, honey. I'll see you in the morning.
Isn't that the customs guy there, Doc? The same guy we talked to yesterday?
Yeah, looks like him. Come on, Buzz.
Hey, you know, you never did tell me what happened between you and Lana last night.
No, I didn't, did I?
No, you didn't.
Bonjour, messieurs. It is a very fine morning, no?
Yeah, it's great. Say, we were wondering about something.
Oui, monsieur?
Well, we have reason to think Pierre Duvier may be aboard a schooner somewhere in the vicinity. Now, suppose we unload the cargo in your custody so we can use the plane to go...
Oh, but, monsieur, it is all taken care of. Now everything is how you say it. Okay, the cargo was removed last night.
What?
Oui, the permit is presented, the custom duty is paid, and everything is done.
Done?
see.
But what about my transportation charges?
Well, if you have some financial arrangement with Monsieur Duvier, this you do not tell me, and I know nothing about.
Oh, fine.
Doc, we've been taken.
Yeah, maybe in more ways than one. This could be the reason Duvier's sister detained me last night.
I thought it was entertained, Doc.
Well, whatever it was.
Monsieur, such a tempest in the teapot. Monsieur Duvier undoubtedly told his agents to pay you also.
His agent?
Mais oui, he did not appear in person himself.
Well, who did?
His agent, Monsieur Trader Joe.
There's another little cluster of islands ahead, Doc. Might be an air somewhere.
Could be. Let's give him a look.
Oh, laddie, no living man should be cursed with this head of mine.
Oh, don't worry, Bill. A couple of more dives and you'll feel fine.
The schooner can't be much farther, Dockery, if they slipped in and loaded the cargo just last night.
No, but they might have headed in some other direction.
Hey, Doc, there's something down there, all right.
Yeah, moving just north of that little island. It's a sail, Buzz. How about it, Bill? Is that Trader Joe's schooner or not?
Well, let me take a look, laddie. I can't stand to look down so far. Makes me sick in the forepaws.
But you've got to look down. You're the only one who can identify it. Look now, Bill.
Look, I can't even breathe.
Quick!
Oh, let me see. Aye, that's Trader Joe. Not a doubt in the world of it.
Good.
Oh, my stomach, liver, and lights jumbled up like a sack of shaking.
Well, Doc, now we found them. What are we going to... Hey, what in the dickens...
Bullets! They used an automatic rifle down there on deck. Are you all right, Lana?
I mean, we, but why do they shoot at us, Dockery?
The more important question is, what are we going to do about it?
You know something? If we could foul up their rigging some way, cripple them maybe. Bill, suppose some of those ropes that run between the tips of the
ropes,
mast were...
Ropes, laddie, they're not ropes, they're stays.
All right, stays then. Suppose some of them were torn loose. Which ones would probably cause the most damage?
Well, now, let me see. They're carrying full sail and a quarter-inch sail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stiff breeze in the port bow.
Yeah.
The forestay, laddie. That's the one.
The forestay?
That's the one from the bowsprit to the top of the foremast. And if it snapped all of a sudden, it'd be likely to carry away both topmast, the gaff blocks, maybe the foremast. And, well, they'd have a whole parcel of trouble on their hands.
Good. And that's the one we'll shoot for. Mind if I take over, Buzz?
Oh, no, no, no. Go right ahead, Doc. It's all yours.
Got it.
Only how are we going to snap it all of a sudden?
Hedge hopping with the landing gear down.
Take some slick jockeying, Dad. Then we have about 2 feet of leeway.
Well, with a half ounce of luck, 2 feet's enough. Well, the airspeed's down to 115 miles an hour. Okay, want to lower the gear, Buzz?
You're the boss, Goofy.
All right. Steady now, girl. No air pockets. No slips. Right down the sidewalk, sweetheart. Steady, honey. Eye on the ball. Papa needs that COD to buy you lots of nice, rich gasoline, sweetie.
Gear down.
Check. Steady, baby. Here it comes, sweetie. Right on the line, darling. Right on the line.
Watch that left wing, Doc.
Easy, girl. Steady now. Steady.
There it is.
Well, say something, somebody.
Oh, Doc, I'm afraid to look.
Oh, my old heart's up in my mouth, but say, help me, laddie, you've done it. The foremast carried away and the main boom's in the water. She'll be making no more headway this day.
Then let's crack that radio and call the cutter. Papiti, here we come.
Hey, Doc. Doc, the airfield's dead ahead. Should we land or go on?
Oh, we might as well land, Buzz. The hotel room's paid for. It's about time something broke that up. I never could carry a tune.
Oh, come now, Dad. You're joshing.
No, no. It's a fact. That's why I took up flying.
A fool that you were. You want to set it down, Doc?
Might as well.
I'll lower the gear.
Do you think the patrol boat will get there in time, Dockery, before they do something to you?
Sure it will, honey. Plenty of time. How you doing, Bill?
I'm telling you, laddie, I never felt so much love for old Mother Earth in my whole life before.
Well, you can tell her all about it in a couple of minutes.
Hey, Doc, we got trouble.
What's the matter, Buzz?
Landing gear jammed.
Oh, no.
Came up all right after we buzzed the schooner, but it won't go down now.
Maybe it's the hydraulic system. Try the emergency pump.
No, no, just took the cover off.
Doc, the cross strut on the port wheel must have snapped.
Oh, no. Lana, look, you and Bill had better fasten your seatbelts. Put them up tight, huh?
Is something wrong, Doc?
Well, we've got a little mechanical trouble.
Oh?
It'll be all right. Is that radio warmed up, Buzz?
Yeah, it's been on quite a while, Doc.
Good. Flight 743, pilot Crane, calling Papeete Airfield, over.
Papeete Airfield, continue, monsieur.
Look, can you get some kind of an emergency fire and medical crew standing by down there right away?
You may we, monsieur, but what occurs? There is some trouble, perhaps?
Yeah, plenty. We're coming down in 10 minutes for a belly landing. Well, people, there's no point in any long speeches. This is it, so hang on.
I'm not afraid, Dockery.
Well, I am, laddie, but I'm too sick to care.
Well, one good thing, Doc, we're shoving up against a stiff headwind.
Yeah, the gliding angle's bad. I got to clear those trees on the near side or risk nosing over.
You have to be a flat stall, all right. Doc, we've been in some pretty tight places together.
Oh, skip it, boy. Shut up. I know what you mean. Same here.
Check.
Monsieur, mademoiselle, all of us down here on the ground are praying for you. Good luck.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. 743, signing off.
Watch your trees, Doc.
Right. Now steady, old girl. You know what's coming, baby. It's up to you. Let's go down easy, baby. Go down nice and easy, sweetie.
We're over the trees, Doc.
Nose up, girlie. Come on, keep it up. Nose up, baby. Here we go. Here we go.
Monsieur, to try to express my gratitude for all you did for me would be only ridiculous. What could I possibly say?
Well, believe me, Pierre, I didn't count on all that happening.
Ah, but you were willing to take the risk of it happening, Monsieur Crane, and that is the important thing.
It was very wonderful.
Oh, now, quit it, both of you. I was out of my head, that's all. I've always been a little crazy.
Yeah, crazy with luck, Doc. That was the gentlest crash landing I ever saw.
Well, I almost forgot. The repairs which you need for your plane will be flown from Brisbane by the end of the week.
Oh, good.
I have taken the liberty of ordering them for my account.
Well, in that case, all's well that ends well.
Maybe. Except for one thing, monsieur. The bill for the repairs will take nearly all of my money. I cannot pay you the COD charges on the diving machinery.
Oh, but... Well, you see, that's the reason. That's what... Well, I... Oh, no.
But there is one way, monsieur. It will be a week before the repairs arrive. In that time, we can go to the wreck, recover the pearls, and return.
Recover them how? With that broken arm the boys gave you, you can't get into a diving suit.
No, monsieur, that is true. But you can.
Me? Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, it is very easy, Dockery. I will wear the other suit and dive with you.
Well, if it's so easy, you go after the pearls.
Lana does not have the strength to move this strong bar.
Yeah, go ahead, Doc. Be a nice change from flying.
Now, look, all of you. I'm not going to put on one of those rubber union suits and go dropping down into the briny deep, and that's final.
Okay, Doc, hold still now. Gotta bolt this faceplate on.
Faceplate? Buzz, I'm wearing 500 pounds of junk already.
Relax, Dad. Just act like Lana there, passive and docile.
I'm not the type.
Here you go now.
Boy, now I know how a sardine feels. Hey! Hey, you there? Nothing. So help me, if I ever take another COD job, I'll...
Dockery? Can you hear me, Dockery?
Oh, a telephone system, huh?
Mais oui. Ours are connected together, and both of them are connected to the one on deck. It's clever, no?
It's clever, yes.
We are almost ready. Pierre is putting on my faceplate now.
Yeah, so I see. Ouch!
Hold your head still, Doc, before I tie a bow knot in your air hose.
There'll come a day of reckoning, Buzz, so help me to...
Sure, Dad. Today's the day. Well, kiddies, you're on your own.
Are you ready, Dockery?
Well, as ready as I'll ever be.
Mr. Crane, you will lower yourself off the platform into the water and then slide down the rope slowly. Do you understand?
Got it.
Oh, you will love it, Dockery. It is only about 30 feet deep here and so beautiful.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, let's go.
You have the rope?
Yeah. Ready?
Take my hand. Now.
Hey! Hey, how about this?
Well, Dockery, was I not right?
Well, about it being beautiful? Hey, it's terrific. That pale green light everywhere and fish. Fish swimming around. And hey, what was that?
Well, oh, it is, how you say, a baby octopus.
Well, I'll be darned.
Oh, look, we are on the bottom.
Yeah. Boy.
Careful, Dockery. Don't touch the car. It is very sharp.
Oh, yeah. Well, where do we go from here?
Well, the wreck is just a few yards away, but... Dockery, wait. I want to tell you something.
Oh? Well, what is it?
Do you remember the other night when I felt a certain way and I couldn't tell you how? So I had to show you?
Yes, Lana.
Well, I feel that way again, Dockery. Right now.
Oh, brother!
What's the matter, Dad?
Buzz? Buzz, don't you ever call me lucky again. A time like this, where am I? Inside a diving suit 30 feet underwater.
You have been listening to I Fly Anything, starring Dick Hames as Dockery Crane, with Georgia Ellis as June and George Fenneman as Buzz. There goes the teletype with next week's cargo load.
Hey, Doc, are you interested in water?
Not if I can get scotch. Why?
Well, I've got a hunch you're going to get awful wet if you take this one.
What one?
Will you fly a load of flood control equipment out to Doylesville, Mississippi?
Old Man River getting his water up again?
It looks bad this time, Doc. They figure it may be worse than 37. Well?
Sounds a lot more important than flying peanuts to Peoria.
What about the other job?
Well, if anything should come in, until this job is over, tell them outside of this emergency equipment, we don't fly anything.
I Fly Anything is produced by Frank Cooper and Cy Fisher. Tonight's story was by Les Crutchfield. Music by Basil Adlam. The program was directed by Dwight Houser. Lou Cook speaking. This program came to you from Hollywood.